Bro, what's up?
Dude, just watching the dating game.
Right on. Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the sexiest podcast in the world. I'm Parker, joined as always by co-host Jason Razor Babes Frizzbabe. And this week, we got special guests. We've got Katie Rotz and Chris Robo from the Rotten Rantings Podcasts.
What's up, yo?
How are all of you guys doing? Please talk at the same time.
On the count of three?
So good.
We're also joined, of course, by producer Muhammad.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
How you doing, Muhammad?
Okay.
Good.
Why is he always okay? He's never fabulous.
He doesn't say a lot of things. He's kind of tight-lipped, you know? But I can tell he's doing pretty good this week, isn't that right?
That's for damn sure.
He's doing good.
He's okay, but he's doing all right, and that's for damn sure.
Well, you know, he'll answer affirmatively to whatever you ask him, pretty much.
Is that right?
You know how he is.
And what's been going on this week with him?
Why are you gonna ask him such general questions? Come on.
How are t-shirt sales going?
You sold all those shirts. Where's my percentage?
Well, I wasn't in charge of it. I'm sorry.
You don't get a percentage.
Thanks, Mom.
Try to stop me from hitting you.
What? There's been a lot of commotion around these offices lately. There's talk of shirts being made. We're going to have JFD shirts. There might be some pool party shirts. So there's been a lot of hostile tensions going around between all of us about who's going to get what percentage.
I just want the Frisbee's Right to Choose t-shirt. And Frisbee, I just want to let you know that we can make it the Rots / Frisbee Right to Choose. I'll help you in your abortion.
I would love a female perspective on this. It just seems so one-sided.
Yeah, I'm kind of raunchy. I think you'd be more understanding than me. So I think that our roles may be reversed.
Yeah, okay. I think it could be like a good yin and yang sort of a thing if both of you work on this.
I'm in.
Excellent. I think that this will really help out with abortions in this country. Don't you think, Mr. Frisbee?
No, not at all.
What if we
still very much of what?
What if we had what? The shirts? Like if you had like a nice professional polo shirt.
Then yeah, of course. If there's a shirt, then that makes it totally legit. What the hell?
I mean, unless a whole uniform.
Yeah.
A uniform.
Well, that's how the Hell's Angels started out. Like they weren't crap until they got shirts and jackets, and then all of a sudden everybody took them seriously.
I was gonna say we could get super sweet like leather jackets and ride bikes around and go to abortion clinics.
That would be sweet.
Nah, I'm ready to choose, baby. Those little bracelets. Those little, like, Livestrong bracelets.
Yeah,
you know, those are probably a huge surplus of those that aren't being used because of the all this controversy and whatnot. Now that he's come out and said that he was doping.
Yeah.
So you're not going to sell them shits.
Well, you should probably stay away from those anyway because I know the kinds of steroids you do, Mr. Frisbee.
What kind of steroids do I do?
All of them. I've seen that picture of you with that big, beefy, muscular arm.
Well, you know where I'm using them. It's just on that one arm. That's it.
Were you playing with your knobs?
I wasn't playing with my knobs. That's something that Parker does before the show. It's really disturbing.
I play with your knobs. Anywho, you guys, Katie and Chris, you guys are from the Rotten Rantings show, which is a horror movie podcast. And you recently had a one-year birthday anniversary. How are things going with your podcast? Where can people find this podcast? Talk about this podcast.
Well, you can find us at RottenRantings.com or on iTunes or on Stitcher. And things are going good. You know, we've made it a year torturing Robo. And, you know, Parker, you're going to be coming up on an upcoming cast where we review the most rotten movies in the world. And yeah, I don't know, Robo, how's it been dealing with me for a full year?
I mean, I'm glad you started first because I hate it. I hate everything about it.
I actually tie him down to do the cast. He actually, like, I tie him down and roofie him.
I'm actually a soundboard.
You're a way more complex and intricate soundboard than I think we've ever experienced on this show.
We've never once used a soundboard on this show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, only for the Mr. Belding drops. Everything else is real.
Is he dead? Because he's one of my picks.
What? That's right. We're going to be doing a Deadpool this episode. As you might recall from last year, we tried this concept and nothing came of it. Nobody died. Everybody lived this year. No deaths.
Yeah, but this year is totally different because life, it seems, is now a Joss Whedon picture. As with Huellhauser's death last week or whatever, we've learned that anybody can die at any time, just like a Joss Whedon movie or TV show. So I feel like we're going to have better luck this time.
One can only hope.
One can only hope that one of these people we have chosen to die actually die.
I find this obviously it's a very morbid thing to say, and I don't think I'm actually going to win anything, so I'm twice dejected by this concept this year. I feel down about it, to be perfectly honest, because there were no successes, not just on my part, but on anybody's part. We had a Sam on the show, and of course you picked some. Then we came to realization that, oh, we're extremely unsuccessful. As we were talking about before the show, I was playing to win. Like, I was picking people who were having real rough years, who I, you know, kind of forgot about, but picked because of their age, because I realized, hey, they aren't dead. And I'm doing that again this year with a few, and I just don't, I don't believe in this game anymore.
I want to know what the prize is if we win. Like, Parker, you told me that, you know, we win something. What do we win?
I'm not sure yet, but it's going to be something fun.
Yeah, there is an actual prize involved.
There's going to be some sort of plaque. I know that. Whoever wins gets a cool plaque and probably something else cool.
A coupon to Subway?
Yeah, some coupons. There's going to be a plaque. There's going to be some coupons. Maybe my copy of Elvirus Mystic. Mistress of the Dark on VHS. That could be part of it.
I'll throw in a burned copy of Black Devil Voodoo Doll.
That sounds like that will make people not want to win. That movie stinks. Also, if people listening have any picks, you can send them to poolpartyradio@gmail.com and you guys can get in on this. That way we increase our chances of somebody winning, because that's all I care about. I really don't care who wins, so long as somebody wins and feels guilt over making this person die that they picked. So, without further ado, I suppose, we'll start out, and I'm going to go ahead and appoint Mr. Frisbee to go first, because I was going to go with one of our guests, but I'm going to make you go first since it makes you feel bad.
Thanks, buddy. It's a wonder that we're friends at all when the entire point of our relationship is you making me feel uncomfortable, like every fucking call. But this first pick is I actually feel good about, because if it happens, I'm okay with it. And my first pick is Jerry Sandusky. He's in prison now, and I know that he's had kind of a rough year, but not in the same way as like when I picked Lindsay Lohan last year. I mean, this guy has had a banner year of just being accused of child touching, and yeah, likely that being the case with so many people coming out and saying, hey, he touched me as a boy, did other stuff, and people seeing him do this. Yeah, he's in the shit, and he's further in the shit with, you know, being in jail. So I'm expecting a shiv, like an Oz style, or I guess, spoilers for Breaking Bad. People not watching Breaking Bad this past year, some really ridiculous monster shitting going on Jerry Sandusky's body. I don't know. Is that weird to kind of wish Schadenfreude like that? I know this entire thing is Schadenfreude, but for that?
It's, you know, if you lived around here, you'd get a very strong reaction either way, because we're about an hour from Penn State, so. But I support your decision. 100%.
Now that's a Frisbee's right to choose that I can get behind.
A Frisbee's right to choose who lives and who dies.
Let's expand it.
That's a pretty good one. I know that, yeah, like you said, prisoners don't take kindly to pedophiles, so you're right.
I was going to say that. I think it's a prison code that if you are a pedophile, they target you, so that's a pretty strong pick there.
I felt good about it.
Yeah, I think you may go all the way here, Mr. Frisbee. And it's not with a child.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that.
Katie, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I'm a little jaded over the last two casts by a certain person. I feel like they're a shitty actor, and they have really bad dialogue in a lot of movies, so I'm coming in with number one, Malcolm McDowell.
That's going to be a controversial pick. A lot of people like this guy, despite the fact that he was in Rob Zombie movies.
Well, you know, he wasn't as bad in Halloween and Halloween 2 as he was in the, what was it, Chris? The remake of Silent Night. He was awful. So I want him to die. Yeah, that's that.
That's understandable. Yeah, I think this guy should probably die based solely on being involved in those Rob Zombie Halloween movies. And not being sexy. Like, any of the cast members of that movie that, like, were sexy, I'll give a pass.
Thanks for the stipulation. Thank you.
Not being sexy?
Yeah, some of those
people...
You're
talking about Malcolm McDowell today, right? Not like Malcolm McDowell when he was in,
Clockwork Orange. Yeah, because he might have been sexy then, I don't know. Yeah,
he was like... Old Malcolm McDowell.
he was approaching Julian Sands, good guy... good-looking British guy status, if that gives you anything.
What are you doing insulting Julian Sands this way? There's nobody approaching...
Because I know it gets to you.
There's nobody on Earth who approaches Julian Sands' attractiveness levels. You get real.
You don't have to drop for that. Is this some kind of asshole?
I got nothing. I got,
And I'll deal with you nerds later!
Chris, what is your first pick?
Okay, so I've divvied up my picks into three categories, one being wish, one being probable, and one being wild card. So with that being said, my first pick is Kid Rock. And I am a former Michigander. That'll be a reoccurring trend for my next pick. So I just don't like Kid Rock. I went to this mentality sort of like Frisbee said, this is kind of a weird thing, I guess, the sort of pseudo second-handedly wish death upon people, I guess, but so I just decided to pick people that I wouldn't really mind if they died. So but Kid Rock is on the high level.
I was going to say, Frisbee's like theme song is sometimes Kid Rock.
Usually it's Kid Rock, yeah.
Not anymore, though. It's a straight-up, good old-fashioned clown posse. We're rolling hard with the I don't know, what album is that? Great Malenko?
I've got no idea. But that was their original band name, the Good Old Fashioned Clown Posse.
The Good Old Fashioned Sunshine Clown Posse Brigade. That's two things, a posse brigade, but yeah. What about you, Parker? What's your pick?
My first pick is, a lot of these on this list are ones that I don't necessarily want these people to die. Some of them I like. And this is one of those. It's Artie Lang. He's the Howard Stern sidekick, or was for a long time, but he was addicted to heroin the entire time, which makes you die. So I'm feeling that maybe he'll die from that.
Tell that to the Stones. And also William S. Burroughs. Well, he's dead now.
He's dead.
But you would have told it to him.
And, I thought about picking him as well, so that's a good...
Good thing you did, because he's dead. Or are you talking about Artie Lang?
Artie Lang. Funny story, my guitarist in the band I'm in actually knows him. Like, they went to the same high school.
That's pretty sweet.
That was a hysterical story.
I don't have any insider information or anything. Yeah, it actually is a very funny story. Fuck you. It was funny when he told me, because I was like, oh, you know a famous person.
You're like, oh, I'm going to repeat it on someone else's cast and embarrass them greatly.
But I'll let you know. I'll let you know if he has any insider information, Parker.
If he if he's coughing at all, if you see track marks or anything. I mean,
Robitussin or...
Well, Parker, what made you pick him this year and as opposed to previous years? I thought that guy was on the wagon and doing well.
Yeah, well, he was apparently doing well. He's getting stuff back together. Like, he put out a book, and he's got a radio show, or did have a radio show. Maybe he still does. But I saw him on Dave's Old Porn the other day, and boy, he looked like he was on a lot of heroin. So I think he is probably doing heroin, and that he will die soon. Either that, or he was just really sleepy. One of the two.
Or maybe, you know, he's either going to die or have a really fun year. You never know.
Yeah. Next week we should do our picks for who will have the funnest year.
That's a good idea. That's charming.
Yeah. I was going to say that's something Frizzy would actually like to do.
Number one.
Uncomfortable.
Artie Lang. He's going to have a real fun year and then just kick it.
Number two is me and Frisbee. Good friends having fun.
My number two for our current Deadpool is a repeat of one of last year's, but I wouldn't want to see him die, but Abe Vigoda. I'm surprised this guy is still pushing, chugging along. He's in his 90s, and every year it gets me bummed out, well, at least this year and last year, because I forget about him, and I'm like, who's a really old actor who's still alive? I'm like, Abe Vigoda! Oh, I don't want him to die, but yeah, he's up there. And what is he doing now that Conan's not using him for anything?
Yeah, they're probably not going to make Good Burger 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
So I don't know what they're doing with that guy. Yeah, but yeah, Abe Vigoda is so old. I watched The Godfather for the first time a couple of months ago.
Uh-huh.
And he looked like the oldest man then. And that shit was like 70 years ago. He is the oldest.
I guess I'll go with my second pick because it's also a really old actor. And I'm going with Wilford Brimley. I had to look up to see if he was alive. And mostly I'm going for him because that auto-tune video of him on YouTube talking about his testing supplies will be in my head for endless hours and days. So with this giant mustache and all, I'm hoping he bites it this year.
Yeah, he probably hopes the same thing, as they didn't invite him back to be in that Thing remake prequel. Thing.
Oh.
So he's got nothing
or
left.
Cocoon.
He's got nothing left to live for. But yeah, this guy is old and he's got diabetes, so this is a pretty good pick.
Thanks.
The odds are in his favor. May the odds,
May the odds be ever in his favor.
Yeah, Chris, how about you? Who is your next pick?
Okay, so keep in mind we're still in the Wish category, and I'm going to go back to old hat and say Eminem. Just for the simple fact that I can't stand Eminem.
That's an interesting choice, because that's a cat that I haven't really heard about this past year either. Seemed like he was pretty much on the forefront of America's conscience for, seemed like a decade. And yeah, nothing. Did he do anything this year?
I was going to say, maybe it'll be death by suicide, because he's sad, because nobody knows who he is anymore except Robo.
Yeah, I mean, I was jamming out to him this morning, and I was like, well, he should probably die.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, he got real fat and addicted to pills. I think he's over that now.
I was going to say, last I heard, he was doing meds, abusing meds. And so I saw him on something. He didn't look fat, so that must be post what you said, but he didn't look good either. So, here's hoping.
His daughter is all grown up now, so all those songs about raising his daughter, you know, he won't be doing any more of those, I assume.
Yeah, and she's all grown up, so now
we're drunk or whatever he was singing
unless
about.
She's like Tupac and he just keeps, you know, forever being in the
rapping
same.
From the dead.
He'll, oh, yeah, he'll be rapping from the same time period. He's like, here's another album about me talking about, you know, raising my daughter. And they're like, dude, she's 21. He's like, well, this is, I had this stowed away. I'm not
I wrote this song a long time ago.
Stop bumping
that was a pretty good. That was a pretty good Tupac impression.
That was a Tupac impression. That was my impression of Dave Chappelle's impression of a Tupac.
Well, you should just roll with it. I thought you were doing a good Tupac there, bro.
Thanks, lady.
Frisbee's actually going to be in the remake of Poetic Justice. He's going to play the Tupac character. My next pick is another one of these people I like. But in fact, he's somebody I like the most out of everybody on Earth. But he was recently at a sporting event, and it looked like he was going to die. And I'll be sad if he does die, as he's my hero, and I think he's the greatest human to ever live. So if he is going to die, I would like to get a little consolation out of it and win this goddamn Deadpool. And that's Muhammad Ali.
Hmm. Yeah, he has those tremors and everything. Boxers do not have too many golden years.
Especially one who boxed for as long as he did.
Yeah.
And fought as many of the toughest men to ever live as he did. But, yeah. Every time Muhammad Ali, like, pops up, you know, like, at a sporting event, and he'll, like, become a trending topic on Twitter, I always get, like, really anxious and sad, because I know he doesn't have too many Twitter trending topics left in him before it's, oh, Muhammad Ali is dead.
So you, like, wait anxiously for the tweet. You're like, no.
Yeah.
It was, like, the day Peter Steele died. It was a sad day for me.
I have a typo-negative poster that somebody gave me, actually.
I heard that, and apparently you don't like them, but I certainly like Peter Steele naked and, you know, stuff.
He's got that big ding-a-ling.
He was playing with his knobs.
Yeah.
Keith Smith Steele.
Yeah, I like them okay. I like the song We Were Electrocute a great deal. It's from the Freddy and Jason soundtrack. That's where I know most of the music I know, is whether or not it was on a Freddy soundtrack or not. Mr. Frisbee, your turn.
Yes. This might be my wild card, but Larry Flint. I haven't heard much about Larry Flint, and I know that guy basically lives off of attention and controversy. Yeah, so I don't know what his deal is right now. So yeah, I'm guessing that he's going to die this year.
I don't know. I think that he kind of can't die. I think they've tried to assassinate him. They've tried to riddle him with drugs. He just keeps going.
He's like the Terminator.
Yeah. This is another guy. If I had to pick two guys who are my heroes in life, it would be Muhammad Ali and Larry Flint. So I really hope that that this Deadpool doesn't take all of my heroes away this year.
There'll be too many plaques.
Yeah, it'd just be me like sadly crying with like seven plaques. And seven copies of Elvira's Mistress of the Dark.
I won, but at what cost?
The Parker, your like dream person is a jive talking boxer in a wheelchair with stacks of porn on his lap.
Yeah, if I could become that in life, that would be perfect.
I was trying to think of the last attention that Larry Flint got, and I can't think of when that was. Like it was from at least a couple of years ago. And it seemed like it was every other year there was some sort of scandal or publicity stunt or something that he was behind just to get some attention. Like, I don't want to see the guy die either, but it's just, you know, he craves attention. That's his lifeblood. If he's not getting it, then what happens? Does he wilt like a flower? Well, like a beautiful porn-peddling flower?
He did something during the elections. Like, he offered up some huge amount of money for, like, Donald Trump's birth certificate or something like that.
But see, yeah, I thought that was back in 2011. And,
I just had a, like, a knowledge bomb drop. He is related to one of my picks, so I will reveal that. Stay tuned.
Woody Harrelson is your next pick.
No.
No. Katie, who is your next pick?
This one was tough because I was going with two musicians who are no longer relevant and therefore probably would like to make themselves relevant. So there's a tie. However, I am going to pick one because I know that I can't be picking two. My honorable mention for spot three is Axl Rose, but my actual winner is Courtney Love because, I was surprised she wasn't dead yet.
Yeah.
And she's already cashed in on Kurt Cobain's, you know, private thoughts, his journal, like everything she possibly could cash in on. So I think it's time for her to check out.
I almost, I think that she will probably die soon, but I kind of don't want her to because I like her, the last solo album she put out. I thought that was pretty good. So, I hope she doesn't die.
Shame.
That was better than what I thought you were going to say, which is I want to see her snatch.
Also, I want to bang this broad. I just want to bang her.
I love that dirty crackhead look. You're also in a Sherry Moon zombie, right?
I love all the dirtiest, filthiest sluts married to moderately talented musicians.
I can't get away from this Rob Zombie shit. I go on a totally un-horror movie related podcast. Well, I mean, I guess you guys kind of touch base on some of that stuff. I can't fucking get away from it. It was like when I was at work today, and this guy was talking about how they're going to interview some girl over Skype who lives in Missouri, which is quite a far away from Pennsylvania, for an internship. And then I just kept hearing, the girl lives in Missouri everywhere I went, and I decided that that's going to be my new, it's going to be like Kramer when I walk into a room and everybody laughs and you get that do 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 do, and then it's going to be, she's from Missouri.
He has a new plan in life.
I think we've got some big Missouri news coming up in the lightning round, so you might want to plug your ears. But who then, Chris, is your next pick?
Alright, so we have transcended into probable picks. So my next pick is George Bush Sr.
That's a good one.
He's definitely on the ropes. I thought maybe he slipped away the conspiracy theorist in me was thinking that he did actually slip away and they were just saying that he's still around. Turns out that I was wrong.
You stole my number four, dude.
He was my number one for a while.
I texted you my pick, so.
I don't remember you. Yeah, I don't remember you saying that. But anyway, that's all right. I got backups.
He was one of my alternates, as I feel it's probably pretty statistically accurate that he will die soon.
Yeah, he was in the hospital this past month, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just got out. I heard on NPR like a couple days ago, I think 2 days ago, maybe that he's been released. So he's on the uptick, but you know, again, wishful thinking.
Yeah, he's still wicked old.
That's true. You can't outrun that Grim Reaper, no matter how much money you have,
mm-hmm.
or nope. oil on your shoes.
Which sort of works, like, bones connections?
Which sort of works like wheelies? You know, he just wheelies all around on his oily shoes. He doesn't even have to, you know, stand. He just pushes.
I was
going to
say it's like Rush Limbaugh. He doesn't run too quick because
it's like Mario. In the ice levels, you know, when he tries to turn, and then there's that one little animation where he's still running, but he's, like, not moved yet.
Where's your soundboard for that?
For the sound of cartoon characters running?
No. I
we need to call
Mario
Jesse
soundboard.
PS for that, I think.
Yeah, Jesse's got a lot of those good ones. If you need a sound clip of somebody saying Hadouken, you call Jesse PS.
Spice Escalus!
My next pick is, I didn't have luck with this last year as the majority of my picks were professional wrestlers and none of them died. Somehow, I'm still shocked that China is alive. I figured I need at least one wrestler in this as they, die more than any other kind of person. Aside from suicide bombers, I guess. They die pretty.
Do you like watch her porn or whatever?
No. Well, I did because somebody suggested that I watch it and review it for the show, but I don't watch it recreationally.
Not while you're blowing your nose?
Yeah, not while I'm blowing my nose or fiddling with my soundboard knobs. But I do want to see the new one because she is like wrestling themed and like all the porn dudes are dressed up like wrestlers, and one of them is dressed up like Triple H, who is her real life ex-boyfriend, and that's got to be so weird.
Like, I still can't, like, I used to watch wrestling, and Triple H is way hotter than China. Not that either of them are hot, but seems unlikely.
Yeah, it seems pretty weird.
I'd also like to point out that when it's her ex, there's a guy who's dressed as her ex-husband, who's in a porn parody of wrestling, that's when it gets weird. Mm-hmm. It's not just the fact that it's a porn parody of wrestling. Like, oh, let's get this guy dressed up like Hulkamania and Macho Man. He's dead. Let's get that guy out here, too. And she'll take both these guys on inside a wrestling ring. Oh, wait, you're going to bring in the guy who was her ex-boyfriend? Oh, that's really strange.
Awkward.
That is super weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's weird from the start. Let's not kid ourselves here.
Frisbee, that's the only kind of porn I watch, so I'm a little offended.
That's the only porn that you watch then. Because I'm assuming that's the only version of wrestling parody porn.
I don't know, I used to work at the porn store, you'd be surprised.
No, there's like a huge subgenre that we're unaware of. It's right next to tentacle prawn. That's where you'll find it.
And dude, where's my dildo?
A classic of the genre. But my pick here is Tammy Lynn Sitch, aka Sunny, who was the first diva way back in like the early 90s, mid 90s. And I think she's going to die because she was arrested 5 times in 1 month in October of last year.
Wow.
And her boyfriend got a restraining order on her immediately afterwards, and now they're engaged to be married. So this.
What did she get arrested for? Like meth, or like what's the deal?
For breaking into said boyfriend's house.
And 5 times? Or?
Yeah, it was like, and then, well, there was that, and then like the day before she was driving drunk or something like that, and like maybe the day afterwards she was driving drunk again.
That's a good pick then.
Yeah, it was all this craziness. So she's very clearly on a lot of drugs, and you know, she's probably going to die. Violently.
At the very least, she's making very poor decisions in rapid succession. So that's a slippery slope.
Yeah, very rapidly. This one's either going to happen in the next 3 weeks or it's not going to happen at all.
That's a lock. That's Parker's lock of the week. And that's where you play like a sound bite of like a prison door slamming. Like, ka-ching.
What are your sound bites when you need them, Parker?
Yeah, I actually have that sound bite of a prison door locking. It's right here. Right there?
Yeah. That's what prison sounds like to me.
Yeah. So, this will kind of bum me out. I like her. When I was like 13, I thought she was the foxiest girl possible.
Ditto that.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was weird when she was hanging out with the Legion of Doom. But either way, I think she's going to die. Mr. Frisbee, who's your next pick?
Kind of a steady pick. Again, playing to win. I thought this might be Castro's year. He just seems to get progressively worse. This past year, we saw what seemed like every other dictator in the world dropping like flies. And kind of expected it last year, but no, it didn't happen. So I'm punching it again for this year.
Yeah, I believe I had this guy last year, and he didn't win, so I hope he does better for you.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet of you to offer such kind words.
Yeah, well, I hope he does better for you on account of that time he put all the gay people in concentration camps and stuff like that. It's partly because I want you to do well, but it's partly because he's evil. Katie, what is your next pick?
I'm gonna go with the queen, cause she's really old, and, I had to look her up to make sure she wasn't actually dead, and I'm sure, like, you know, those waiting to be in power would really be rooting me on here, so, yeah, the queen of England.
See, the queen, get it? Get it? That's the name of that band.
Can that go on my plaque if I win?
Indeed it can.
Your plaque will actually be a Billy Bass who sings We Are the Champions.
That's the most awesome, epic winning ever.
Yeah, this is
it,
a good
It should be like 4 of them arranged in the video for, what was it, Bohemian Rhapsody and Diamond.
You know, if I win that Billy Bass singing that, I'll like share it with you guys. We can like each have it for 3 months out of the year.
That sounds excellent. And it sounds like one of us will get really jealous because we will all want it for 12 months out of the year.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fight could ensue. That sounds fun.
I was going to say, that's how this story ends, is that I get this multi-Billy Bass queen singing plaque, and then you never hear from me again.
Because we all take you out. Yeah. Cage match.
We're going to go real quick to producer Muhammad. He's going to have a pick here. Who is your number one pick here, producer Muhammad?
His name is Vince McMahon.
Yeah, he's getting pretty up there in years. He could die any moment. It's a good pick.
Chris, he's a pretty guy, so.
Chris, who's your next pick?
I mean, well, first I'd like, does Muhammad have any reason why he's picking Vince McMahon? I mean, that's kind of rude to just say and move on. Kind of a dick move, you know?
Oh, yes, I do.
Cool. As long as you have a reason. I mean, as long as you have a reason. He's probably not making a whole lot of money from those Hulkamania shirts, that Vince McMahon guy.
You're right.
Okay.
Look, he even tried to set him up for the t-shirt.
I get it. No, I get it. He's being passive aggressive toward me because I'm the new guy. It's cool.
Anyway.
All right. So, keep in mind, I'm still in the probable category at this point. So my next pick is Paula Deen. She didn't have a healthy lifestyle to begin with, and she's now been diagnosed with diabetes, much like the aforementioned Wilford Brimley.
I have to tell you guys that Chris came running downstairs as we were celebrating Christmas and said, I have my last death pool pick. Paula Deen has diabetes.
I was excited. I'm pretty sure that after she dies, they'll cut her arms and arteries and use the blood for lava lamps for years and years to come.
Yeah, I had no idea who this lady was until it was announced that she had diabetes.
Are you familiar with butter, Parker?
I've heard of it, yes.
I was just wondering how you know, and I was curious.
Yeah, as a man that loves butter, I would think that I would know a lot about this lady, but...
She's the ambassador of butter.
That's true.
Have any of you seen, well, I guess Parker is exempt from this, but maybe you've seen it. I know I probably tried to get you to watch it. It's a YouTube video that's called Paula Deen takes lewds, makes foods, and it's just a Paula Deen cooking segment put at half speed. So she's like, now I'm gonna cook this burger. And the best part is she's there with somebody else making this dish. And Parker, here's kind of the gist. Ro has the right idea about like butter being pretty much the main ingredient of any Paula Deen dish. Because it's delicious, and that's where she extrapolates with other things. So in this segment, she's like, but I've got a surprise. How about... And then she unveils glazed donuts to be the buns for these burgers. Mm-hmm. Like Krispy Kreme-style donuts a bun or a burger.
I've been to a restaurant where they do that. I think it was in Arkansas, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Where they give the babies Mountain Dew in their bottles.
Yeah.
And just a side note, I think she might actually be a byproduct of human/food conception because she could be the illegitimate baby of Jimmy Deen, the sausage. Not the man.
That seems
sausage
likely.
Link. She really liked butter, so I'm just saying.
My next
awkward silence. I'll take that as an affirmation.
She divided within the supermarket food aisle. Like first, it was just dairy and sausage, and then there was Paula Deen standing there. It's very much like the thing. Yeah, very much like the thing.
You never know what butter dish she's going to be in.
There should be a Paula Deen app for your phone. So when you get a text message or a phone call, it just says, hey, y'all, you need some butter? Like when you're, but only when you're in the supermarket. So use the GPS to know you're in a supermarket, and then it'll just say that from the time you enter.
You should not be saying this. I was going to say, you shouldn't be saying this. You're going to have to, like, copyright that shit.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, need some butter?
Someone's probably making that app right now who's listening to this.
And making all your monies.
Mm-hmm. And not even a listener, just somebody like who has tapped our phone line. Probably,
the Skype gods.
Yeah, or George Bush Sr. That's what he's up to.
I'll say, those are my ideas. My ideas.
You don't get a percentage.
Right.
My next pick is one that might make Jason Frisbee sad, perhaps, considering this man's nationality. But it's Rowan Atkinson.
Oh. That does make me sad.
Frisbee. You're like, oh.
I feel, well, recently Huell Hauser died, as we talked about. And right before he died, like a couple of weeks before he died, he announced that he was going to be retiring. And Rowan Atkinson announced that he was retiring the Mr. Bean character. So math is telling me that Rowan Atkinson will die soon.
It's a weird conclusion to draw from maths. Yeah. Maths being the British pronunciation, Parker, you see, is what I did.
I don't understand anything about British pronunciations. I don't get that.
Robo, do you know that Parker hates British people?
I do.
I did. I did not know that, but I was just thinking how awesome it would be if he died and someone did his eulogy as Mr. Bean, and the Mr. Bean was like, hello. Nobody really understand what the hell he's saying. Just certain parts like,
just a lot of physical comedy after that. He knocks the casket over.
Gets a dead body.
It could be Madea, as Madea sounds a lot like Mr. Bean sometimes.
Yeah. One of the many Eddie Murphy satellite characters. Any one of them will work.
I also feel that Rowan Atkinson will probably die, as I don't need him around anymore. Because I read a news story about how he's opposed to some British law. Britain apparently passed a law that says you're not allowed to make fun of people. And Rowan Atkinson thinks that's real stupid. And so now that I kind of like something he did, I feel like he has to die for some reason. I feel like I can't live in a world where I sort of like Rowan Atkinson for something and he continues to live.
You can't live with a paradox, is what you're saying.
My head will explode if this continues much longer.
Can your next pick be Parker Frisbee? Because his head might explode.
Well, yeah, I was going to choose somebody different, but since you're going for my heartstrings, I'm going to pick Kepi this year.
That's so mean.
That dog be old. That dog's old, dog.
Man, I don't care for this. This is not cool.
I was saying, you're going to make me cry, man.
I'd be real pissed off.
Man, I am. I'm pretty upset about this.
Yeah, this game took a real dark turn.
Man. I'm not upset about you choosing abortion rights, but I am upset about you damning Parker's dog.
Yeah, I don't think...
damning the dog. I'm just... that's where my money is.
I think Kepi's going to be alive for a long time. How about you, Producer Muhammad? Do you think Kepi's going to die, you know, pretty soon, even today?
But it won't be today, brother. It won't be today.
Well, that doesn't really exclude the entire year now, does it? So my chances still look pretty good.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It's just a game. It's just a game.
Oh, my God.
Now that sounded like it was sincere.
Oh, my God.
You've offended Muhammad, most of all. I can't believe this. I guess that takes us back to Katie. Who is your final pick?
With a heavy heart, I'm going to go with Betty White. You know, she's really just getting up there in the years, and she probably will out-survive me. But, you know, it is her time. Her moment has come and gone, and never again will I hear her say something awesome, you know, like in Lake Placid when she's told the cops she had a dick, they could suck it, and I don't think she'll ever achieve that level of awesome anymore, so Betty White.
Is she still doing Hot in Cleveland, or is that show off?
Oh, it's still on.
I refuse to acknowledge most mainstream media, so I couldn't tell you.
I I can't remember if we picked Betty White last year. Did somebody pick Betty White?
I think I might have.
Okay.
But now I hope she doesn't die, because people have kind of stopped letting her be the most important person on the internet for a while. Like, this kind of cooled down, where, like, every day was a new, meme of her.
Or have her host SNL,
yeah.
Like that campaign.
Yeah, like, that's kind of died down. And if she died, that shit would just start right back up again, and I don't want that.
I think you're just against me winning this plaque, Parker.
Well, I'm just against...
I really want this plaque.
I'm just against getting it shoved down my throat that Betty White is funny. Like, oh, she's old, and she likes sex.
Ha 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 ha. Nice funny story. Got another funny story. this one guy that used to work where I work presently, but he quit a long time ago. His like what he put in his 2-week notice, he printed out a bunch of pictures of Sophia from the Golden Girls and then hid those pictures all throughout the company. And he was gone for like 2 years before I even started working there. And we happened to pull a cork board off the wall and a picture of Sophia fell out of from behind the cork board. He had stashed it up behind the cork board.
That's pretty awesome.
I plan on doing the same thing when I put in my 2 weeks notice, but I'm not sure who I'm going to print a picture out of yet.
Whoever wins the death poll.
Yeah.
Well, so, but what if I leave before that?
We just kind of hope.
You'll have to go back. You'll have to sneak back in and do it.
There you go.
Did he Photoshop his face onto Sophia's head, or did it just
a picture of Sophia, probably from
Estelle Getty from
Golden Girls. That's her name, Estelle Getty. That movie with Sylvester Stallone, like Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Yeah,
maybe it was one of those pictures. Who knows?
I like that though, like putting Easter eggs in the place where you work.
Right.
I like it too. I like the idea of putting real Easter eggs in there. Especially if you work at, like, a real adult place.
That shit smells. It smells like eggs.
That's true.
So I guess it's on me, huh?
Indeed.
For my wild card pick. I had a couple people that I had for wild card, and I actually just changed my mind to this, but my wild card pick is Casey Anthony. She is sort of there with Frisbee's pick of someone who probably legitimately deserves to die. And I think, to go back to my little, I don't know, my little info Easter egg. Now that we've said Easter egg, I have it stuck in my head. But when she was acquitted, I believe Larry offered her a bunch of money to pose naked in Hustler. So that's the last time I heard of Larry.
Oh, that was the connection you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, so, and I think she was considering doing it since she's a real classy lady. And I think she'll either party herself to death or someone will see her and kill her. Either way, I'm okay with.
Yeah, agreed. That's possible. Somebody might kill her. And it will probably be Nancy Grace so that she can keep on covering her story and getting rich.
Dead babies in Florida! She was also a possible pick for me, not for legitimate reasons. Again, we have the wishful thinking category.
Yeah, she's a terrible person. My final pick, though, is a man who is old. He is retired from basketball, but he has recently gone back to it, and I feel like he will die on the court, and that is Rasheed Wallace. I imagine you guys might not know who Rasheed Wallace is, but he's very old, and he's playing basketball again. And every time I see him out on the court, I feel like he's going to keel over and die. So not only am I calling that this man will die, but I'm calling that he dies on the court.
Does he play for Detroit or New York?
He did play for Detroit, and now he plays in New York.
Okay, because he sounded familiar. I'm not a basketball fan, but he sounded familiar.
He's super old, and it looks sad when he's out there.
How old is he?
It's like 39 or 32. Something.
He's like 32.
Yeah.
He's super fucking old.
Super old.
28 years of age, this man.
In basketball years.
He's like older than Carlton.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
In basketball years, 38 is like 72, though.
I have to ask, though, can we get an agreement on an honorable mention of Macaulay Culkin?
Oh, yeah. He looks like the Witch King of Angmar from The Lord of the Rings, one of those ring wraiths.
Nerd. What a nerdy thing to say. But he's in that David Wayne movie, correct? Movie 32?
Oh, I didn't even realize. That actually looks kind of funny, too.
Yeah, it's not just David Wayne. It's like a million different directors are doing segments for it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he's in that. He's in that jive. I don't know what else he's been doing, though. Eating at McDonald's? Isn't that right? Coke? Coke and McDonald's?
Yeah, Coke or something. I don't know. I haven't seen him around in a while. I just felt like maybe we needed to make him relevant by bringing him on the sexiest podcast.
I just did a search for him after you said that to see how I was looking, and one of the top, like, related stories is Macaulay Culkin. I'm not on heroin! !
See, good honorable mention.
Anytime you use 2 exclamation points to tell people you're not on heroin, then you're on heroin.
That's right.
You simply need a period, otherwise.
Yeah, otherwise things are going badly for you.
Yeah, if the quote was, nope, period, then, yeah, I'd buy it.
I believe it, yeah, I'd buy that.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 exclamation points? Jeez. It's like he's saying that he is doing heroin, and he's proud of it.
Does Muhammad ever use 2 exclamation points?
No way.
That sounded like 3 exclamation points, so he's still...
At least, yeah.
Still legit.
No.
It would have been better with an ellipses, like, I'm not on heroin, ... Yet.
You are now tuned into the Pod Awful Channel. PodAwful.net.
Well, that does it for the Deadpool. Hopefully somebody wins, and hopefully it's not Frisbee, as he picked me.
I'm still really hoping for the Billy Bass Queen singing plaque for my wall. Compliment my decor very, very much.
Yeah, I hope you win, and not Frisbee, because you did not pick for my dog to die.
Yeah, that was kind of a dick move, Frisbee.
My one source of joy in this world.
But you... Okay, yeah. Your previous pick was Rowan Atkinson. Like, well, this one's going to upset Frisbee. So away we go!
No, well, I didn't pick him because I thought it would upset you. I picked him because I think he's going to die. And then I just thought, at the last minute, that you might get upset about it. I've never even heard you talk about Rowan Atkinson.
I'm all for your dog. I don't think your dog is going to die. I'm a full-on supporter of Cappy.
Well, I appreciate that.
I don't think any of these people are going to die, Parker. Like, that's the point, is just bringing up, like, hey, these people are old or out of it.
So. I'm still hoping for Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah, you've got to have a good attitude, Frisbee. That's why I don't think you're going to win, because you don't have a good attitude about this. You don't think that these people are actually going to die.
Well, I mean, they had it last year. They probably won't this year. Who do you feel good about on your list for dying?
Every single one of them.
Every one of them? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Except
not
for
like your number one pick?
Artie Lang, he's going to die for sure.
Frisbee, I have to tell you that if Robo had picked one of my cats, Robo would have been the death of the year because I would have knifed him.
And just none of us would have guessed it. See? I didn't make the list. Well, how about this? Would it make you feel better if I replaced Kepi with Kirk Douglas? That's who I actually had on my list.
That would make me feel better.
It would make me feel better, too.
Fine. I'll do it.
All right. But just to be fair, if Kepi does die, we'll count it.
I'll get half a point.
You get half a point for that.
We'll give you half a plaque.
Yeah. Like the tail end, so it just flaps out for the song.
I'll send you his dead little tail, if that's what you want.
What if you stuffed him and then put him on a plaque like a Billy Bass and then put a little tape recorder inside of him?
That's what I'll do.
Adorable.
And he plays Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll have him stuffed and sent to you. That way you can look into his eyes and feel guilt.
I was thinking more Revolution number 9 by the Beatles just over and over again.
I know what song it will play when Frisbee looks at him. I think that's the song it will play.
By the way, I have to tell you that I hate you for that, because I watched Shameless season 2 in a row, And the guy only fucks to that song, so I sang it for like 4 weeks. And it finally left my head, and then I listened to you, and again, Kiss from a Fucking Rose. God damn it.
It's a classic love song.
The classic fuck song.
Yeah, man, it's a great song to fuck to.
Dude, if you've ever seen Shameless, man, that guy having sex is the most unpleasant thing that you'll ever see. And then
is that William H. Macy?
No, actually, it's the son's daughter's boyfriend. He's like semi-attractive, but he's like this gross, disgusting, grunting beast when he's having sex.
That guy played Goku in the Dragon Ball Z movie.
You could be making that up. I really don't know.
Oh, I'm being serious.
I'm not down with the Dragon Ball Z.
Well, I guess on that note, on the note of somebody not being down with Dragon Ball Z, we're going to get into this lightning round.
And now, it's time
for the lightning round.
Parker, before we get into the lightning round stories, I actually want to tell you, on the note of Dragon Ball Z, that I had a dream, and you were in it, and we were in an argument. And I told you that I was so angry with you, though, my two greatest regrets in life were, one, that I couldn't do a solar flare, like that one character does on Dragon Ball Z.
TM.
My second regret is that I couldn't do it to you. So take that for what it's worth.
I love that.
I don't even know what we were arguing about, but we were in the same state. We were next to each other, not on Skype or anything.
I like it.
I would call you like an Uber nerd, but when I was playing Final Fantasy, I once had a dream that I couldn't cast a spell. And I was like trying so hard. And then I woke up realizing I was a giant nerd.
Was it your limit break? Because I would be upset if I couldn't do my own limit break.
I was trying to heal a party, man. I was a white mage.
Did you wake up in a cold sweat? Like a pool of sweat?
Yeah, like, what's going on? Where's my pillow?
I haven't even watched... I mean, we talk about Dragon Ball Z sometimes on this show, but I haven't watched that show, God, since like middle school, high school, something like that.
It's a good show. I haven't watched it in a while, but I wear my Vegeta hoodie all the time.
That's a good hoodie. I remember that hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Our first story in the lightning round, Belmont to use breathalyzers on students before dances. In 2005, several Belmont high school students were rushed to the hospital with alcohol poisoning. The dance ended early that year. 12 students were suspended. So as a new measure, high school administrators have... slash number of dances this year, and they'll be performing breathalyzers on students, not allowing those in who are already too drunk.
Yeah, did you guys...
Too drunk to dance. Is that a thing? They have to be drunk to dance.
It just makes you better at dancing.
That was my impression. That's the only time I ever dance, is when I'm too drunk to remember it. I'm not very good at it either, by the way.
At dancing or drinking?
I'm really good at drinking. It's not very good at dancing. But high school kids always drink before... going to dances, don't they?
I would think so. I don't know. I never drank, but I only went to like one dance in high school, and I also didn't drink in high school. I guess this really doesn't apply to me either way. So me saying, oh, I didn't drink before going to a dance means nothing, as I wouldn't have drank anyway. But
to be fair, yeah, I think I only went to middle school dances, because by the time you're in high school, it's lame, and you're just, well, I was just smoking pot with my friends.
Yeah, it seems like if they're doing breathalyzers, it's just going to lead to more people getting high and then going, or more people butt-chugging, or soaking their tampons in vodka, or, you know, taking pills. There's all kinds of different
ways. Not up on the news, apparently.
Oh, I know all the different ways to beat a breathalyzer. But, yeah, there's, like, a lot of ways to get around this. Or people will just stop going to these stupid fucking dances and just hang out and get drunk.
Maybe that's the point, and it's a clever turnaround by administration then. Like, I know what we'll do. We'll just make it more difficult and task-worthy to get into a dance. Then people just won't want to come, and we'll have our Saturday nights back, not having to chaperone this weird shit.
I think that's a valid point. Or maybe they're encouraging the use of ecstasy, acid, cocaine, and heroin.
The finer drugs.
Yeah, the good drugs.
I just like it better when it's just a headline, like Belmont used breathalyzers on students before dances, and I just picture every time somebody wants to dance for any reason, they have to take a breathalyzer test first.
You're happy. You look like you want to dance.
Like you got an A on test, that somebody comes out, like from, you know, stage left, puts a breathalyzer thing in your mouth if you're in a school play of Grease. And Grease only.
To be fair, if you're in a school play of Grease, you'd probably need breathalyzed.
That's true, because that's a raucous play. You have to be wasted to do Grease. It's a party play.
It is a party play. Next up, Missouri lawmaker wants tax on violent video games. And here's the Missouri connection that we were talking about earlier. She's from Missouri. And
All right, I gotta
this lady
go.
Is also from Missouri.
Yeah.
I gotta go play Quake. See ya.
This article says that the money is going to go to mental health awareness and to the cops. And I'm like, okay, like, let's give money to mental health, but really, what are the cops going to do but beat people into submission? And, I don't like this story.
Yeah, they're going to take money away from the people who don't go outside and give it to the cops so that the cops can beat the people who are not inside playing video games.
Seems logical.
Yeah, why not?
I actually was going to ask if anyone had heard the Fresh Air interview of Quentin Tarantino that Terry Gross did.
No,
I think
I
that
hadn't.
He articulated that very well, because she sort of tried to push that agenda of the Sandy Hook thing on him, relating it to Django Unchained. And his counterpoint was put beautifully. So I encourage anyone to seek that out. It was a pretty cool interview. It's kind of uncomfortable to listen to, actually, because Terry Gross got served.
Well, you remember when I think Tarantino was on, it was Bill O'Reilly or another Fox pundit show. It might have been Hannity or something. And it was a very similar thing, except it was video. Like, you can find the video where it's the same argument. From years ago, people were like, well, you make violent films, like in this very generic, bland statement. I mean, although if you're going to target Django Unchained, like, I don't see how that... I haven't seen the movie. I know there's guns in it, which may be somewhat of a connect. But they're just saying, like, blandly, you make violent films, don't you feel somewhat responsible? And he's like, he articulated very well then, too. So he seems to be able to defend himself on this point pretty well. I wonder if he does it, like, weekly or something. Like, time to retouch up my counter-argument.
My speech.
Just, yeah.
You know, but even, like, back when they blamed it on music or whatever, Marilyn Manson also has given some very eloquent speeches about, you know, how it's not his fault. And, I don't know, our society targets people, but what about the parents?
They need to play more violent video games. These parents.
Yeah, That would help.
Yeah, have some vested interest in what your kid's doing, rather than just trying to ban us. That might help.
Yeah.
It might help, but you're asking a whole awful lot. Those parents have had a long day, and, you know, raising a kid is like it's a full-time job, and other cliches that I'm sure we could all come up with.
And why else would they pay for, like, the TV and video games if it wasn't meant to babysit their children?
That's
right. Right, yeah. Let's get real, folks.
I do think it's also crazy, and I think I might have tweeted about this because I was full of anger the other day, but it's so insanely crazy that politicians can be like, oh, you know, these 16-year-olds, 15 and 16-year-olds, buying violent video games, it leads them to be so violent and out of touch with reality and sick individuals. But if they're 18, then we'll give them real guns and let them go shoot up Afghanistan for fun.
And smoke up while doing so.
Yeah.
But they're not allowed to have a drink.
Yeah, not allowed to drink. But yeah, there's that fine line where violent video games will make you a terrible person, but actually shooting Afghanistan people, like that...
save us from terrorists.
Yeah, that'll save us, and we'll pay for your college if you do that. That makes you a fine human.
Also, whenever these kind of things come out, it's like I just want to get an atlas out and then point to a country called Japan and, you know, school them on their culture. And, you know, it's like these are people who relish in looking at violent imagery and, you know, the extreme kind of music cool. There is. Yeah, well, extreme music is like the pop music in Japan, and they are not, inherently violent people like we are, so
Except for that World War II stuff. That was kind of weird. Like the Rape of Nanking and all that.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah.
They were violent then. But they stopped being violent when they got the video games and the violent movies.
To be fair, we also have the Battle Royale circumstance, and I truly believe that actually happens in the Asian countries. They just let kids kill each other on an island for a weekend. And that makes me feel good about myself.
That's just sound advice anywhere. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's these kids thin each other out.
Survivor Japan.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Missouri, we've all driven through Missouri at some point. It seems like we're...
Mm-hmm. Not me.
I can't get away from Missouri no matter what I do. So continue.
I love Missouri. I spent my honeymoon in Branson, Missouri. I loved it.
It's a weird vortex, though. Yeah. You'll get yours.
No doubt.
Passing through St. Louis, I just came to the realization that anybody who passes through St. Louis or thinks they're just going to pass through St. Louis always gets detoured off the shitty highway system there and kind of careened under the giant archway. You know the Steel Archway of St. Louis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ended up there, I think, twice. Like, once on my way to Kansas City, and then again on my way back. Like, I didn't have a smartphone GPS or anything like that. I was basically going off printed Google Maps and ended up off the highway because the on-ramp didn't have proper notice, or I thought it didn't have proper notice, and I ended up underneath the arch. I'm like, what the hell happened? And this happens to quite a few people, I found out, from others who were sharing, like, road stories and whatnot.
Yeah, I think that they're just trying to lead you into wrong turn.
I think so.
Yeah, it happened.
I think that's the idea.
It happened in National Lampoon's Vacation.
Very true.
Yeah. It's a joke as old as Chevy Chase. I was going to say old as time.
Oh, he should have been on our death pool.
I almost picked him, you know?
Yeah.
But I think he's... I think he's going to be around for a little bit longer.
I don't know.
And Xmas Vacation's like the best movie ever, so.
Mm-hmm.
He quit Community, so maybe he's retiring and maybe he'll die, as Huell Hauser taught us.
He should die if he quit Community.
That really actually sounds like a euphemism for dying. He quit Community.
Yeah. And speaking of Huell Hauser, I was on Twitter when he died. Everybody's going on and on about how great Huell Hauser is now. And it's just a shame, because he's a joke. He's a shitty, shitty joke of a man. And now everybody's treating him like he was some cool guy, because he did some shitty show. And it really offends
hold
me.
Hold on. You're talking about California's Gold.
Yeah.
But he's not a shitty man. Like, he had a pretty full life. And then, like, the last decade, he just wanted to goof around on, what was it? Not public access, but
close enough.
Television.
Yeah.
We only judge you for your last year or two. What are you thinking, Frisbee?
Okay. Yeah. Gotta make it count.
Yeah. Well, I've got literally 80 episodes of this shitty show saved on my DVR because it comes on around the clock here. And it's fucking awful. It's terrible. That's why we all know who Huell Hauser is, because he's so shitty at his job. That we
and
all
yet you have 80
him.
Hours of it on your
I was going to say.
I have a confession to make. I don't know who Huell Hauser is.
He hosts.
I know who Doogie Howser is.
He used to host a crappy public TV show about how cool California is. And now he's dead.
California's Gold, and it was kind of like a travel log, except he would just show up in different places in California. And he was what, like a 6'5", 6 foot tall guy originally from Tennessee with this buzz cut and just a giant grin on his face. He looks really friendly and charming, but. Everything he did or saw was the most fantastic thing he ever saw. Like, he had the inspiration, the eyes of a 3-year-old or something. Like, wow, look at this!
That's a good impression.
He saw, what?
That was a good impression.
Did he actually speak like that?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
He was his Tennessee or Georgia accent or something.
He was a real idiot, and now everybody thinks he's great.
And I was going to defend you, Parker, because Frisbee, if you have a DVR, you'll realize that you just accumulate things on there that you're never going to watch, but you're too lazy to delete.
Oh, I'm
and then
aware.
You have to battle
Like 80 hours of...
Yeah, that is a little
of the
excessive.
One
that's
show
like...
that you're like, this guy's an idiot. I hate his show.
Well,
and
I mean,
scrolling...
It's,
oh, there's the avocado episode again. Okay.
I think...
Someone is in San Diego, all right, making chocolate.
I think
chocolate.
The worst thing I ever had on my DVR is I previously dated a very, very Republican person, and I had Hannity on my DVR, and I was like, oh, what am I doing? Like, I felt like I had to reevaluate my life that day. But, you know, I also have Team Mom 2 saved on there, so I guess it's all in perspective.
That balances out. It's the worst from both sides. Yeah. Well, I've got to go through these episodes and find that avocado dog. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, most famously, there's a montage clip on YouTube that's only like 45 seconds or something where he's in some avocado orchards, and it's just the best because the way he pronounces avocado is almost every vowel sound that he can make out of it. Avocado! And he sees a dog, like these guys are telling him about their orchard, like the complexity of growing these things in this climate. And what distracts him? A dog that's eating an avocado. He's like, oh, hold on right there. This is an avocado-eating dog.
This show is set, like, self-referential because when I mentioned Malcolm McDowell earlier, one of the lines I hated the most in the Silent Night, Deadly Night remake is he's trying to explain a guy, and he's like, and he's got a hamburger, and he put the avocado on it, and it made absolutely no sense. So this episode is pretty Matrix-y. Inception-y, maybe, rather.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's an avocado inside an avocado.
Well, it's sexy. We've decided that. It's the sexiest episode ever.
That's true.
It avocado-ception? I don't know.
What is
Frisbee, real quick, I have to give you a shout-out because you read it like I do, so you probably appreciate the Inception avocado.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm sure there's a subreddit for that, just for that.
Well, let's create it, if not.
Yep.
You kids and your Reddit these days, and your loud rock music.
And your interesting ways of absorbing alcohol into your body.
I just didn't know
I could have a vodka tampon. I just didn't know.
Well, you can, and you'll beat a breathalyzer.
That's
dude,
mostly
I'm
what this...
all about it.
That's what this show has become good for, is teaching these disgusting ways to take in alcohol. Next up on the lightning round, this isn't the petition response you're looking for. White House responds to petition to build Death Star. Apparently there was a petition to build a Death Star. And the response begins with, this isn't the petition response you're looking for, which is a very smart joke.
Can you say the number? Is that a trillion or a gazillion? Because I read it. How much would it cost?
Let's see.
More than you could imagine.
I think it's
Luke Skywalker.
I think Muhammad knows how much it would cost.
$14,000.
It's got to be more than that, dude.
No way.
No, I mean, how much would you pay for it?
It was $800 trillion?
You know, it's more than that. It's like 850, whatever comes after trillion.
Yeah, what comes after trillion?
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Like, it was kind of like when computer memory expanded and, like, terabyte was a word that you didn't understand, and, you know, now my hard drive's terabyte. So we just have to expand our budget to get a Death Star.
Yeah.
I think Pee Wee Herman would describe this as 850 million billion zillion dollars, if I remember Pee Wee Herman correctly. Yeah.
This story was actually kind of funny. Like, I don't know if you guys all read it, but I found it kind of amusing because they're actually, like, giving a response, you know. And they point out that why would we spend that much money with such a fundamental weakness in design?
Yeah, I don't know which is more ridiculous, the fact that, like, people actually signed this petition and wrote it, or the fact that the guy who had to, or the fact that somebody was obligated to answer it because it got so much attention, or the fact that the guy who's answering it is making jokes and making funny ha-has, thinking that it's amateur.
And making, like, $100 an hour as he writes it.
Yeah. I don't know which one of these things make me more upset.
To be fair, the people that signed the petition clicked on an internet link, and, you know, we're all guilty of that. I think the other people are who we should be mad at.
Well, I can be mad at everybody. That's my special power.
That's just what you do.
Yeah, I think it's absurd. Like, we live in a country where we're just bombing people for no reason. People aren't signing that petition. They're signing the petition for Star Wars junk.
35,000 proud signatures.
Yeah, if we had 35,000 signatures for, hey, why are we bombing everybody? Then maybe we could get something done around here. But instead, we're making funny ha-has, and we're getting Boba Fett tattoos on our chests, and it's ridiculous.
You have a Boba Fett tattoo on your chest?
That's yes. Awesome.
No, but I will get one if we get 35,000 signatures.
But Parker, I have to ask you then, because one of the random things that I know you're a Whedonite, as they call us, mm-hmm. Do you realize that on the space station there is a complete copy of the Firefly series?
That sounds pretty sweet. So those guys just get to watch Firefly while they're in space?
Yeah. The Firefly fans were so dedicated that that was one of the things that, because nobody will bring back our fucking show, there's actually a copy on the space station, so anyone who's up there chilling can watch them Joss Whedon.
I like that. That's a good use of time and resources.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And when aliens attack us, that will be the first piece of entertainment they find on our physical person, and maybe they'll leave us alone.
They'll be like, wow, these people are sweet.
Yeah, these people are.
They'll weep. They'll weep at the destruction they've caused.
Mm-hmm.
You made this? Oh.
If only we would have known you were leaves on the wind before we killed you all.
We watched how you soared.
Yeah. what is last up on the lightning round, we have pregnant woman's presence at KC nightclub leads to shooting. And that's all you're going to get from this story.
Was that Casey Anthony? Because I believe I game check match, gentlemen.
This is her nightclub, and it was a pregnant woman's presence that sparked the shooting, so...
Can I ask you all, though? Because, like, I read this article, and if you're at a club, I don't think many of us are, like, club goers. We seem kind of like the lame
at home. Speak for yourself.
You know, but, like, if you saw
if there's
a
more
nine-month-old...
pregnant girls there,
what? I'm all about it. Well, if you saw, like, a nine-month-old or nine-month pregnant woman, like, macking on the floor, wouldn't you feel slightly, I don't know, I'd want to, like, kick her in the belly like the movie Inside.
Hey, don't give me no inside spoilers over here.
Well, let me clue you into a little bit more of this story. I'm just going to give this much more. A pregnant woman's water apparently broke after she had been dancing at a nightclub early Saturday, sparking an argument that ended with a shootout. So, now what do you think?
How does that argument go? Like, did her water just break? No,
no
it didn't
did.
Break. I spilled my gin and tonic. Fuck you.
You want to know something? I think that'll be the classiest baby that has ever been born.
That's true. I see big things in this baby's future. This is the baby that cures cancer.
Absolutely.
Certainly not the baby that grows up to be a pregnant stripper herself.
Or the next best person for Dos Equis. That'd probably be good.
I hate to even admit this, and I feel shame for knowing this, but I unfortunately got sucked into the Jersey Shore because I watched stupid MTV crap, and even Snooki wouldn't go to the club pregnant. I mean, who is this girl? Snooki should have been on my death pole.
Oh, Snooki's going to live forever. The situation might die soon, though.
Yeah, Snooki. Very true. Although he's sober now, Parker.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Hey, funny story, guys. Michael Jackson was quoted as saying, "I will live forever," on an interview. I think it was a BBC interview.
Well, I was going to put him on my death pole, and then I remembered
that he was brutally murdered by his doctor. For retribution.
By anesthesia.
Yeah, it was retribution for that time he fucked all those children. Just like Sandusky.
Hey, can we point out, Chris, you know, we've been busting Chris's balls on the last couple Rotten Rantings, as you know, Parker, because he doesn't know how to let a joke ride. I just wanted to point out your awkward silence after your joke there, because... Chris needs a line.
Normally, I would fill it with
I like that, because I've been watching a lot of The Critic recently, and that reminds me of John Lovitz as that voice.
I haven't thought of that show in forever. Man, I love that show. Did anyone watch Gary the Rat? That was another great show.
I did not.
No.
It was Kelsey Grammer, and he was a lawyer who turned into a rat. Pretty hysterical.
Stop listening when you said Kelsey Grammer.
I'm used to you tuning me out, Robo. It's cool.
Yeah. I had a funny story, guys. I have another.
You have a lot of funny stories tonight, Robo. How many drinks have you had there, Robo?
Zero. That's a problem. I'm actually totally stone cold sober. I have another funny story, so listen up. While you guys were talking about the Death Star, I was actually reading The Man Who Ate an entire Denny's Hobbit menu in 20 minutes. I just found that a little bit more interesting.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
From what I heard on the Joe Rogan podcast, they actually offered that challenge. Denny's offered Adam Richman, who is the guy from Man vs. Food, like $1 million or something crazy to do it, and he turned it down. But this guy didn't.
Does he weigh like 700 smart. Pounds?
No, he looks like a Jersey Shore type guy.
Fist bump.
I heard on the Joe Rogan show that everybody who smokes weed is cool and smart, and everybody who doesn't is jerks. Yeah. That's all that show is about.
Bad. Wait, which now, can you cite a specific episode, or?
What episode are they up to, like 150?
The joke is every episode, I guess. I don't know, what does Muhammad think about that point?
I'm just like, I don't know what he thinks.
Why?
Yeah, that's what I think too, man, when I listen. I'm like, why? Immediately, and I throw my headphones, and then I forgive myself, and I put them back in.
Then what?
I just said what I did, dude. Like, are you trying to fight, or what's going on here? I don't get it.
If we were in a real street fight, and you ever got close enough to hit me, it would be all over.
Probably true. I often wonder how much Muhammad benches. I guess the world may never know.
What do you think?
I could probably bench more than I can bench more than Muhammad can.
No, I think I'm bigger than you.
Oh, no way.
Oh, snap.
Hey, faggos. Do you remember message boards? I know I do, but that's because I'm an old man. Anyway, back in the past, on the internet, they'd use these things called message boards. I know, sounds gay. And it was. But it was fun, and it was the best place to hang out on the internet. Well, there aren't message boards anymore. Now we have
Facebook groups.
Why am I telling you about this? Well, the Pod Awful channel, Pod Awful's network, has its own Facebook group, and all of the hosts from the Pod Awful channel are in it. You can talk to us directly. Pretend you're our friends. You can post neat messages to us. We'll respond to those and like them. And the best part is, it's all
a secret.
And it's free. If you're on Facebook, you should be a part of our group. Go to facebook.com/groups/podawfulchannel and request to join. I'll personally let you into the club. Go there today. Make a post. Impress us.
That's it. You're in our secret club. All right, Stimpy. They're okay. Show them the stuff.
Do it today.
Well, I guess that brings us to the end of the program. As I'm dying, I need more medicine. So thanks to you guys, Chris Robo and Katie Rotz. Say again how people can find your show and listen to it.
You can find us at RottenRantings.com or RottenRantings on Stitcher or iTunes. You can find me at Katie Rotz on Twitter and Katie Rotz RR on Gmail, and I'll let Robo pimp himself.
You can find me at Rotten Robo on Twitter, or you can email me if you're so inclined,
at rottenrantingsrobo@gmail.com. But I probably won't answer either of them.
Or you could just step outside in Minnesota and yell our names, and we'll be there.
No, Missouri. If you go to Missouri.
I'm sorry, Missouri. Minnesota, Missouri, or Michigan. Any of those, we'll be there.
If you're from Missouri and you just think real hard, you can, you know, Scott Pilgrim your way into my head, through the subspace highway, into my dreams, and then say, you know, get out of my dreams and into my car, and I will. I'll get into your car.
So you guys are not from Minnesota, then?
Not usually. Sometimes.
Would you move to Minnesota so we can get married there the first chance we get?
Dude, Muhammad, I'm all yours. Robo and I do want to thank you both for inviting us on the show. And Frisbee, you know, we need to come up with our right to choose and make our shirts. And I think we'll go forward with this new abortion law.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt that, but I appreciate your enthusiasm, and it was great having you both on the show.
We'll get a petition for the White House going, and if we can get those 35,000 signatures, I'm sure Obama will agree to let a Frisbee have his right to choose.
I bet it's going to be exactly the same denial letter that we just read on the air here.
But at least we'll get the denial letter, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something.
Yeah. We'll frame it next to my Billy Bass singing Queen.
Whoa,
trophy.
Sounds like someone just feels like she already won the contest.
I do. I think I've won.
Yeesh.
And by the way, Frisbee, if Cappy dies this year, I might come to your house and kick your ass just for shits and giggles. I feel very protective of Parker's dog.
Hey, man, he's so cute. I don't understand how you could have said that you wanted him to die, Frisbee.
He's pretty old, right?
No, he's like three.
White whiskers. That dog looks old as sin.
He's a young
that dog's pushing some Rasheed Wallace years.
Exactly. He won't last a year in the NBA out of retirement.
That dog will not last a year.
He just got signed to the New York Knicks.
No way, dude. No way.
The cutest basketball game you could ever imagine.
Next up, our forward. Happy.
I'll let the boys, the cats, come play basketball with Cappy.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it'll be an awesome match. Voorhees, Myers, and Cappy.
I have a really fat cat that will get in on that pickup game as well. But he's lazy.
Sounds good. Myers is pretty fat. I don't know. They might have to. Maybe they should play football.
Will your fat cat wear a t-shirt while he's playing? Like other overweight people tend to do.
Of course.
Sure, of course.
As long as the shirts versus skins match, I'm down.
That fat cat's going to wear a t-shirt regardless, because it does not like having its shirt off in public.
Yeah. Both of my animals will wear t-shirts, as we have photographic proof that Kepi always wears that Illogical Contraption t-shirt.
That was a fuck out of that show.
That's pretty sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He loves that program. Speaking of shirts, you can buy that Illogical Contraption shirt via Hide the Bodies, a printing press of excellent proportions, and you can find that at htbkicksass.com. So buy all their shirts, and soon buy the Junk Food Dinner shirt, which we'll have more information about soon. Another thing I want to plug is on the Facebooks, you can join the Pod Awful Channel group, where, you know, the Facebooks, they suck these days. Nobody can see anything when you post things anymore if you have a page, because that Zuckerberg, he wants those greenbacks. So Jesse from Pod Awful, he started a group for the Pod Awful channel, of which we are a part of with some other cool shows. And if you go to like groups.facebook/Pod Awful channel, I think, or just search for the Pod Awful channel on Facebook, you'll find it. And, yeah, join that, because that's the best way to get news about our show and Pod Awful and the other shows on the network, and it's really cool. So I implore everyone to join this.
Can I promote one more thing before we quit?
Of course.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Go back and listen to the Rotten Rantings where Parker came on and we reviewed horror comedies, but really stay tuned, because we are reviewing three of the most heinous movies that could possibly exist for your Valentine's Day enjoyment coming up.
Can you give us a test taste? what you'll be doing?
We'll be doing Human Centipede 2. Help me out, boys. August
Flower
Underground.
Flower of Flesh and Blood or
and
something?
Flowers of Flesh and Blood, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Flowers and Flesh and Blood is the movie that Charlie Sheen called the FBI on because he thought it was a snuff film. yeah, so now I picked the most depraved movies I possibly could because that's how I roll. And Frisbee, I you should come on sometime, you know? I'll even like review nicer movies than that.
No, Beth is a by fire. You come on this one.
Yeah, fuck it. You're coming on Valentine's Day. That's it.
You got it.
It'll
that
be
was the worst, like, serendipitous thing ever. You're coming on Valentine's Day? Disgusting.
I'm playing with my knobs.
I will
I'm
be.
Blowing my nose.
Those August Underground movies are
all
erotic.
Over your chest.
But yeah, so poolpartyradio.com, poolpartyradio@gmail.com, and like us on iTunes and Stitcher, or listen on Stitcher, or any combination thereof. We'll be back next week. Until then, this is Parker from Muhammad and Chris Robo and Katie Rotz and Jason Razor Babes Frizz Babe saying fuck you, Chelios.
2, 3, 4!
Kiss off! Kiss off! You smell!
You smell? I never see it coming.